This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. I'm so excited. Why? Because tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Ask me anything. All 3 hours, your questions, whatever you email in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So I was thinking about this. I was thinking to myself, I think I would like to see Joe Biden every day. I would like to see Joe Biden speak to the camera every day. And maybe you're thinking, Jesse, why would you want that? He's an idiot. I got all that. Just hear me out. I don't trust what Joe Biden is doing when he's not on camera, because he spent 40% of his presidency, 40% on vacation, not making that up. He goes home to Delaware on the weekends, and they've already announced they won't tell you who he meets with in Delaware. They won't tell you the medical treatments he's receiving to clearly stand upright. And even then, he's not doing very well. And oftentimes, without explanation, he'll just disappear for a couple days at a time. And then when we get an explanation, when somebody asks, well, I'll give it to Corinne Diversity Hire. She was asked, hey, we haven't seen Joe. Where's Joe?
And so the president is always working, always making sure that he not even always making sure, he does have the American people at the top of mind every day. He is constantly meeting with his senior staff.
Well, yeah, no, he said, but don't worry, wherever he is, you're on his mind. He's definitely thinking, he's got the meetings, a lot of staff meetings. What's Joe Biden doing? And on that, I'm going to circle back to one more thing that I had played before. The setup for this is Jim Jordan is stepping in to this hearing today, and he's interviewing this journalist, Schellenberger. And the whole point of it is supposed to be, hey, this guy's a Democrat, and even he thinks this stuff is crazy. But that's not what I took from this at all.
Schellenberger, you're a Republican.
No, I'm not.
You got any, you know, pro-Trump bumper stickers on your car?
I voted for Biden.
Voted for Biden. You don't have any MAGA hats laying around your house, right?
I do not.
Yeah, but you said earlier, both you and Mr. Taibbi said, this is the most chilling thing you've ever seen as journalists. Mr. Taibbi, the same thing. You're not a Republican either, right?
No, I'm not.
Why are you chilled? You voted for it. I have simply run out of patience for people who go vote Democrat every time and then whine when they get the modern day version of the Democratic Party. They're communists now. I don't know another way to put it. And I'm not even, you know, I'm not pushing you to vote Republican. You can if you want. I hate Republicans for the most part. Bunch of low T losers. I can't stand them. But JFK's gone. Bill Clinton is gone. What you're voting for now is, well, this.
All white people are racist. Every single last one of them, all of them are racist. And I don't mean that to say, like, every single individual white person, if I talk to you, you would have some kind of racist ideology. I'm saying that as a white person, you uphold a system of racism by literally just being white. I believe if you're not.
Literally, Chris. Sorry, I tried to get through it. I was going to let it go this time. I can't do it anymore, Chris. The war on literally, it's got to stop. Anyway, I'll let her continue.
Spending your literal entire life dismantling racism.
Oh my gosh, she just did it again. Are you kidding me? All right, Chris, there's 20 seconds left in this. There better not be another one. I'm not going to be able to continue.
Then you're contributing to its continuation. And people get so like, whenever like I say like people are racist, like why is it such a big f***ing deal? Like, yes, you're racist. Like, okay, we've established that. Now what are you going to do to change it? Racism refers to power and race. If you are the powerful race in a society, then you're f***ing racist. Like, I just don't understand why it's so taboo.
But you show that to your Democrat voting mom. It's just, that's not who I am. No, no, no. It is. That's exactly who you are. It may not be who you want to be. I know you want to go down and vote for JFK again. I know you do. But he's gone. He's dead. That's what he gets for criticizing the CIA. He's gone. He's dead. JFK's gone. What you have now is something totally different. You want to hear what you have now? Oh, I'm not a communist. I'm a Democrat. No, this person, this is a little long. This is what you vote for when you vote Democrat every time. You voted for this.
In his 2000 college newspaper, he wrote, quote, "The African and American Studies Department has 23 classes. In many of these classes, African culture is presented not as inferior to Western culture, but as on equal footing with it. In other departments, the same is done with Latin American, Indian, and American Indian culture," end quote. When confronted about these views over two decades later, rather than disavow them, he doubled down on this narrative saying, quote, "It has nothing to do with skin color. I was arguing that those cultures overall are inferior to Western culture." We are not inferior.
What, hold on. We? That's Cori Bush. That's an American. We are not inferior? Anyway, I'll let her continue. Just remember, Democrat, I know you're listening. You voted for this. I know you don't want to. I know that's inconvenient. I know that hurts, but this is what you support.
To any culture, speaking as a descendant of one of those cultures.
Oh, gosh.
And I recognized Alex Epstein to please begin his opening statement.
What I argued and what I've argued for my entire adult life is that Western culture is superior in the sense that it promotes individualism and freedom. And I have fought my entire life for freedom around the world. There are different places around the world that are in many ways inferior. They have female genital mutilation. They have slavery. These are not as good as not mutilating females' genitals and not enslaving people. And so I make no apology. And the idea that this is associated with skin color is despicable and racist. Skin color has nothing to do with ideas. Where you came from geographically is irrelevant. What's relevant is what's true.
I don't know that guy's name, but that's a sweet answer to give to a congressman. But the first part of it? No, I'm not a communist. I vote Democrat. No, you're a communist. By the way, we have an update on the story. You remember we played last night the local news story. Fort Lauderdale paints some gigantic weirdo pride flag, and some dude in his sweet dually does a burnout on it and just tire streaks the whole thing. Well, they got it all cleaned up. But in case you missed the local news coverage last night, hit by hate.
A community hit by hate when a man leaves tire marks all over a pride flag painted on an intersection. Residents around the area speaking out in disgust. 7's Danielle Garcia.
Yeah, well, here's a quick update on it. They cleaned up the tire tracks, and a bunch of bicyclists went through and tore it up again. Love you guys. Not that I am ever going to encourage anything like that at all on this show. Not in a million years, Chris. What? When you raise your voice like that, people take you more seriously, even though the boys don't. Once again, last night, my youngest, Luke, supposed to be in bed, supposed to be asleep in bed, had final exams today. I go 9:30, pop my head in the room. There he is reading books again. I said, "Luke, get to bed now." You know what he said to me? Little snot. "You're not even mad." I was mad, Chris, but all I could do was laugh, and I left. But he'll know I'm mad next time. Shogun of Pink Flowers. That's not very nice. "I am a business owner that's looking for full-time employees." And he says, "not part-time employees like you." That's not nice either. You know that? That's not nice. He goes on to say, "Your four requirements for a job are brilliant. I would like to add two things." Okay, before we go into his two things, my four things, remember, people lack confidence in themselves. And therefore, you don't realize that you're probably in the top 10% of employees in the United States of America. You are valuable. Show up on time. Don't leave early. Don't office gossip. Do not return back to the boss once you're given a task until that task is completed. It's not his job to make your task easier. It's actually your job to make his life easier. You do those four things, you are elite level in this country, especially with all the turds out there now. The guy adds two more. Always have a positive attitude. When asked to complete a task, don't ever say, that's not my job. Well, that would probably go along with my fourth, but that is honestly, that is what I've seen so much of these days. No, act your wage. I see that out there. Act your wage. Sure. You go ahead and act your wage. I want to encourage everybody, especially you young people out there, I want to encourage you to act your wage. That's important. And I'm encouraging you to do that because then you'll be stuck at the bottom of whatever company you're in. And my sons, who will be trained to work harder, they'll bypass you. And therefore, they'll be rich and you'll be poor. So please go ahead and act your wage. Boy, that'll show them. That'll stick it to the man. Act your wage. Gosh, that's the dumbest freaking thing ever. Oh, do you know what's coming up? The Tunnel to Towers Memorial Day event is coming up in Washington, D.C. You know how you and I, we support Tunnel to Towers, right? $11 a month, and we allow them to care for widows and orphans. That's what allows them to care for the widows and orphans. That's what we do here. That's what they do, I should say. You and Tunnel to Towers. Memorial Day, they go to D.C. It's a magical event. I've done it. I'm gonna hopefully do it again this year. I just don't know if I have time. They go to D.C., and what they do is they stand up and all day long they read the names of the fallen from Iraq and Afghanistan. 7,000 plus. They stand up and read the names. And it's a magical setup. If you have a chance to go, I would recommend you go. You want to talk about just an awesome environment, an awesome feeling. It's right, at least last year they did it right next to some Korean War memorial they're building. It's on the National Mall. It's sick. Anyway. Let's help Tunnel to Towers continue what they do. $11 a month. T2T.org. T2T.org. All right? Hang on.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Chris, I'm never signing up for this Smashing Pumpkins thing. It's not good. All right. You play Smashing Pumpkins, yet you were dumbfounded that I requested more Motown. You know how little that says of you, Chris? Okay, thank you for putting some Motown on the list. Thank you, Chris. Remember, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions emailed into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Before we get to the emails, back to just couple more Dad Jesse things. There are two news stories that pop up often, and they make Dad Jesse smash his head into the desk over and over and over and over again. And these are the two things that happen. So-and-so, fill in the blank on a young lady, high school or college, it almost always is, went back to the hotel room of so-and-so football player, whoever it may be, at 2 a.m., and something terrible happens. That story, put that aside, and stories like this one, I consider them both linked. The headline is, man brings two women home from the casino and is robbed of expensive items. Okay, ladies, let's address this one first. I understand what it's like to be young and wild and crazy, and believe me, I've done more horrible things and crazy things in my life than you will ever possibly imagine or ever do yourself, so I'm not passing judgment on you. But young ladies, teenagers, college, you young ladies who listen to the show, the football player doesn't want to play checkers with you in his room at 2 a.m., and if you go back to his room at 2 a.m., he is going to have expectations of you that may be very different than your expectations. Stop being an idiot and putting yourself in a horrible situation. That guy freaks out, a lot bigger and stronger than you. You, what can you do? Nothing. Nothing. Don't be stupid. He doesn't want to go back and play Pictionary, I promise. Fellas, to you. I know what it's like to be cocky. I know you're going to find that shocking, but I know what it's like to be cocky. Feel like you're 10 foot tall and bulletproof. Hey, all the ladies love me. Believe me, as a world-famous author, I'm fighting the ladies off, Chris. You can go get the Anti-Communist Manifesto at jessekellybook.com. Anyway, fellas, I know. But guys, I need you to hear me, right? In the casino, or the bar, or the sidewalk outside of the bar, the two dimes who look like supermodels, they're not so overwhelmed with their desire for you that they want to go back to your home to have a lovely evening together. And I know, especially after a couple beers, man, it sure feels like they do. No, she touched my arm. You don't understand. Guys, come on now. Let's be honest about who and what we are here. If I knock off the radio tonight and I walk out the front of the studio here and standing before me on the sidewalk are two dimes in cocktail dresses and high heels. Hey, handsome, you want to come back to our place? Not only am I not going to do that for a variety of other reasons, I'm going to automatically assume they don't have my best interest at heart. All right? I'm 41, not 21. I know what I am and I know what I'm not. I don't want my kidneys removed, so the answer is no, ladies. Fellas, come on. Ladies, wake up here. Jesse, new fan here. Why do cartels exist? Because Americans buy their drugs. Get rid of American drug dealers. I don't care how. Drugs are at the bottom of so many of our problems. Start treating dealers like Russia does. All right. Here's part of the problem, and this really genuinely does suck. Here's part of the problem when it comes to the border and the drug trade and things like that. Part of the problem is Americans, because of our wealth, and this happens to wealthy people, because of our wealth as a people, Americans have struggled with drugs for a very, very long time. The ugly part of this we never want to talk about is there is no way you will ever completely stop the drug flow into this country. We can do a lot more than we're doing, don't get me wrong, a lot more than we're doing, but you will never stop the drug flow into the United States of America while there's a huge appetite for drugs here in the United States of America. And I swear, I'm not your DARE officer from school. I'm really not trying to be that. I'm not looking down on you. If you got a joint in your hand now, you live your life. But I'm telling you, while there is a huge appetite for drugs in this country, they're going to get in because the profits are lucrative enough that no matter what, people will find a way to get them in the hands of people who want to purchase them. We believe we can attack the cartels and that will fix it. And don't get me wrong, that will help. It will help. But and we believe like this person, we can attack the street level dealers and that will fix it. And don't get me wrong, that will help too. These things will help. But the truth of the matter is, while there is an appetite for it, they're coming. And there's been a huge appetite for drugs in this country for a very, very long time. That's not at all uncommon with wealthy nations. That's how it goes. It's the human mind, right? You know where they don't struggle with drug addiction heavily? Third world countries where they have to worry about getting clean drinking water that won't give them dysentery. There's not a huge cocaine issue there. There is here. That's the way it goes. Gosh, Chris, I sound like such an old man. Anyway, so get your male vitality stack from Chalk so you can get a 20% increase in your testosterone. You know what, Chris? That's why the ladies are going to be waiting outside of the studio in cocktail dresses. Yes, it is, Chris. They heard I was taking a male vitality stack 9-10 months. They know what time it is. Seriously, female vitality stack for the ladies. Male vitality stack for the fellas. Get the Chalk Lit powder for your smoothies in the morning, pack full of vitamins and minerals. Remember, that's the one I didn't know that it was Chalk Lit powder. I've just been calling it Lit powder, and I'm glad Chalk never yelled at me for messing up the name of that the whole time. Either way, natural herbal supplements. No more big drug companies, no more big pharma stuff. Natural herbal supplements. You'll be amazed at the difference in your life. CHO Q.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 35% off subscriptions. You have to get a subscription. Don't pay full price like a chump. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. More firearms and McCarthy pulling a weird move on Ukraine. Hang on.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I can't believe one of our listeners ate somebody. That's wild. What, Chris? I think it's wild. I just love what a different audience we have. Remember the Israel trip we have coming up in July with Christian Expedition? One of the funniest conversations I've ever had in my life was with the Christian Expedition boys. We met up in Nashville. We were down there doing a bunch of suit meetings, and the Christian Expedition boys came in. And remember, they're used to dealing with mostly churches. They do tons of churches, though, so they'll get a pastor and like the whole congregation, and then they go do a Holy Land tour through Israel. Well, they haven't done a ton of radio audience, and the ones they have not been our audience. And the smile they got on their face ear to ear when they talked about our people who were going, definitely a little rougher around the edges than they were used to. And they just thought it was the funniest thing in the world. I love you guys. That's still going on, by the way. I talked to them this morning. I guess there's still a couple spots open if anyone wants to go. ChristianExpedition.com/Jesse, whatever. Nantucket Jesse. Why do you take your one? I've been in Nantucket once, all right? As an author, I have a responsibility to seek out places that give me inspiration. Anyway, guy says, why do you take your firearm off your body when you're in the studio? Because my Glock 19, I do take it out of my waistband and I set it here at the table when I'm in the studio. Well, here's the thing. Let me explain. Because I generally keep my weapon on me at all times, in my waistband. When I get here in the studio, not only are there other arms here in the studio, but I have to, I want you to think about me like Superman or Batman. What, Chris? I have to change a lot. I have not only this radio show, I have a TV show every night at 9 p.m. Eastern time on the First TV. I have to put on a suit jacket and clothes. I'm changing in and out of things, and I have this earpiece in for TV. I don't have to do it for radio, but for TV, I have this earpiece in. And so there's wires always down by my side. The weapon has proved to be something that cords catch on. I'll put it that way. And it's proved to be an impediment. It's arm's length away. It's right here. Look, if you get through the door of the studio and you get through the fellas and then manage to get through the door of the actual room that I'm doing the show in right now, and kill me before I can get that Glock, brother, you earned it. I'm proud of you. I'm honestly, Chris, I'm not even mad. If you could pull that off, you have earned the right to have been the one who checked Jesse Kelly out. Congratulations, my friend. not an invite, Chris. You're right. Good point. I do want to point out that's not an invite, but you know what? If you pull that off, more power to you. You can email the show your love, hate, and death threats, by the way, if you are coming our way. And your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Kevin McCarthy did something interesting. I can't believe I'm going to say these words. I'm having a hard time getting these words out. I sound like one of these people who says literally all the time. Kevin McCarthy literally rejected. I can't even bring myself to say it now, Chris. Anyway, Kevin McCarthy, he rejected Zelensky's invite to Ukraine. Now, the reason I find this to be odd and a little bit encouraging is Ukraine is one of those issues I find to be really, really weird in that the entire Republican Party, all of the leadership, They've all been all in on this thing the whole time. Remember that last big Senate bill that passed 99-1? They all went in with it. It's been weird because the base doesn't care about it at all. Mitch McConnell's on camera. There's nothing going on that's more important than Ukraine. But if you were to pull Republican voters, it barely cracks the top 10 for anybody. Not that they fall one way or the other, they just don't care about it that much. So it's been this really weird separation, and that the entire top of the party pushes one thing, but then the bottom wants another. And this is why changing the Republican Party is so slow. Like we talk about, we want the Republican Party to turn into the anti-communist party. And I tell you, it's going to take years. They are just always so far behind what the base wants. And you watch as this Trump heavy D primary ramps up, it's going to turn into a race to be who's more against sending anything over there. Why? Because you really want to find a big lane that no one else is serving. Like Trump did. A big reason Trump won the nomination in 2016 was the GOP primary voter has for years wanted the border taken care of. He's mad about illegal immigration. I always have been. And GOP presidential candidates never give a crap about it. Trump ran on it. And just like that, he owned the whole lane. It's a huge reason he won the primary. You watch, Chris. Ukraine, opposition to this continuing, it's going to become a huge part of the GOP primary platform. I see it coming a mile away. A mile away. Now, you know what else I can see as an oracle? As Jesse, the oracle, Kelly, you know what I can see? I see a long, healthy life for your dog. You know why I can see that long, healthy life for your dog? Well, it's not the dog food you give him. I know it, you buy good dog food. We buy the best dog food we can afford, but it's not that, because even that dog food is really crap. It's just dead. It's dead food. I see a long life for your dog because right now you're going to roughgreens.com/Jesse and you're getting your free jumpstart trial bag of Rough Greens, the nutritional supplement that you're going to pour on your dog's food. And the dog, for the rest of his life, is going to be full of vitamins and minerals and digestive enzymes and omega oils and antioxidants, and it's all natural. And you're going to have a happy, healthy dog. That's what I can see, Chris, as the oracle. Anyway, roughgreens.com/Jesse. Well, this is generally not good news. China threatens Biden that conflict is becoming unavoidable. China has made a few of these statements recently, and they really should not be dismissed by our side, because China's very, very, very hesitant to make public statements like that. They've made a couple recently where they've come out and said, hey, we're about to have a problem. Hey, we're about to have a problem. Remember, as we've talked about, and this is not some genius prediction. This is something you've said to your friends, I'm sure. There's just no way China allows Joe Biden's presidential term, his first term, to run out without taking Taiwan. There's no way. There's no way they're going to look at this dementia-riddled fool and take a chance on him being gone and it being Trump in there or DeSantis in there. There's no way they would take that chance. Remember, if you're China and you want Taiwan, but remember, they already consider Taiwan to be part of China, and you want it, then you can't afford to wait. What if the next president is Donald Trump? What if the next president is Heavy D? You've just cost yourself 4-8 years of the thing. Oh, they're not going to wait. They're not going to wait. So that's congratulations, Biden voters. You truly
changing
are
changing people's lives.
Jesse, Idiocracy. It was a tough one to watch. He's talking about the movie Idiocracy. It was a tough one to watch originally, but now I find myself looking into it for what's next. The Rock for president, Gatorade on the crops, Carl's Jr. runs the show. On a side note, my 4-year-old and I listen every day on the way home from school. She loves you, and her teachers often ask her why she knows what a communist is. You're the man. Keep up the good work. I just cannot tell you how much of a smile it puts on my face that there's a 4-year-old girl out there stomping into school every day talking about commies. So freaking awesome. I love it. Hey, we're going to need that kid. I'm telling you, the next generation of anti-communist freedom fighters, they'll be way tougher and better than we are. They'll be tip of the spear, hard as nails, ready to go. And I think they'll win that fight. I do, because they're going to be going up against people like Dome.
I mean, one of the young leaders was talking to me about climate mental health. I said, tell me what's going on with your peers. Climate mental health. And she talked, I said, I think I understand that, but unpack it for me. And she talked about how her peers are thinking about it. One example is, you know, whether when they're ready, could they start a family? Worried about what that would mean and the stress of it. They were talking about it.
Look, Pete Buttigieg and his husband started a family. Anyone can.
In terms of their peers trying to figure out, you know, they're going to have to get a job and they're going to have to make a living, but what can they do and how can they adapt the education that they're having now to their activism?
Gosh, these people are the most brutal people on the planet. All right. We have a little you voted for this update. Then we have headlines I didn't get to. Then we have jessekellybook.com where you can get the greatest book ever. I guess that's not part of the show. I can't believe that just came out, Chris. It just came out. Anyway, headlines next.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions emailed into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Shogun, I am in favor of the You Voted For This campaign. I'm from a very rural part of a red state, so I generally cannot use it against communists because I don't interact with any. However, my Senator Low T. Lankford gets reelected term after term, and I cannot stand it because he's weak and has no clue what time it is. I voted for him because I am not voting for a Democrat ever in my life. It is truly the lesser of two evils. But there are many out there that are put in my position in red states, and again, I have to tell myself, you voted for this. I only vote to deter Dems from gaining power, but in the words of hag Hillary Clinton, what difference does it make? Well, again, this doesn't apply to everyone listening to the sound of my voice, but it does apply to me. It applies to those of us who are in the really, really red states. Like I've got we have so many listeners in California, so it's not going to apply to you. But if you're in a red state, this applies to you. We have to go on a You Voted For This campaign with ourselves, too. It doesn't just apply to Democrats. How in the world are our reddest states constantly sending the biggest goobers to Washington, D.C.? We should have the most right-wing senator from Texas, and instead we have John Cornyn. You brought up Low T. Lankford. You know how red Oklahoma is? It's just a sea of red. I freaking love that place. And yet they have that obnoxious Low T. ginger sitting there in the Senate. Alabama, too. Alabama's red. Their people suck. South Carolina, both their senators suck. At least we have one good one here in Texas. It's crazy how bad the senators are from the reddest states. John Thune, the Dakotas might be the most right-wing place in the country, north and south. John Thune is a senator? That dork should get crushed in the next primary. But he won't. Do I even want to know the numbers, Chris? You just looked them up, didn't you? So, do you want to know the numbers for John Thune? Chris just told them to me. Do you want to know the numbers for John Thune's last primary? He routinely votes against the best interest of the people of this nation and the people of his state. And the last primary, John Thune got 73% of the vote. The next closest guy, Chris just told me, was 19. We have got to look in the mirror ourselves. If we continue to go out and vote for the incumbent, if we skip the primary or we go out to the primary and we vote for the incumbent, then you voted for this applies to you and it applies to me. The next time John Cornyn's up for re-election, if I don't work hard to make him lose, or if, God forbid, I skip the primary vote, or I vote for him, the next time John Cornyn gets up there and joins with Mitch McConnell and the Democrats to take away my gun rights, I need to blame me first. We have got to get smarter and better about this on the right. You voted for this is us too. It is. It is us too. Now, let's talk about your pillow. I don't want you to sit, I don't want you to think, I don't want you to get the wrong impression. I don't want you to think that I'm judging your pillow. I'm really not. I have a MyPillow 2.0. In fact, we have two of them. My wife and I have them. We didn't get any for the boys because it makes us laugh to have better things than they do. And we're really good parents because we rub it in their faces. But I have a MyPillow 2.0 and the wife has a MyPillow 2.0 with the temperature regulating thread. You don't have one. And I want you to know that I'm not judging your pillow. I'm judging you. MyPillow 2.0 is buy one, get one free. Why are you still sleeping like some sort of medieval peasant when you could be laying your head down every night on a new MyPillow 2.0? Do you enjoy having the sweaty ear? Summer's coming. Do you want the sweaty ear? Or wake up with the hair matted to the side of your face? MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener specials, use the promo code Jesse, support a company that supports our values, and stop sleeping like low scum. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. They are buy one, get one free. So seriously, do that before that runs out. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. All right. I forgot to hit this, but I just want to get this real quickly. I told you this was coming.
Moving forward, do you believe the Hunter Biden laptop story is disinformation?
Well, I want to be careful about it. There is an ongoing investigation that is relevant to that, so I have to be careful of what I can share on that here.
Do you believe the Hunter Biden laptop story is disinformation?
I don't think there's anything I can share on that in open setting.
Told ya. This is what I've told. It's why I've asked every GOP congressman and senator I know. It's why I will continue to ask them, what are you going to do to the FBI? And they say, Jesse, what do you mean? I say, well, we already know what's going to happen. You're going to call them in front of the Congress. You're going to ask them questions. They're going to do what they've done forever. Sorry, I can't comment on an ongoing investigation. And you're going to leave without any new information than you had before. The only question that matters is what you're willing to do from here. Are you willing to allow Christopher Wray, who's the head of the CHECA, are you willing to allow him to answer questions like this forever? Because he will, unless
Moving
you do
forward.
Something.
Do you believe the Hunter Biden laptop story is disinformation?
Well, I want to be careful about it. There is an ongoing investigation that is relevant to that. So I have to be careful of what I can share on that here.
Okay, you're mad about it. He's stonewalling again. I saw this coming a long time ago. I told you all it was coming. What are you going to do about it, low-T GOP? All right.
And now...
Here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Tesla investigated for Model Y steering wheels that may detach during use. Yeah, I can see how that might be a problem. McCarthy, $10.5 trillion of interest costs on the debt over 10 years is one of the greatest threats to the U.S. And he's 100% right. It would have been nice to have a little bit of that energy while Republicans were passing trillion-dollar bill after trillion-dollar bill. Nevertheless, here we are. 9 boxes of Biden documents were taken from the Boston office. Apparently, Joe Biden not only took all the classified information that he had, I guess he just went down to CIA headquarters and emptied all their file cabinets, too. There's just boxes of this stuff everywhere. Scientists revive zombie virus that spent 48,500 years frozen in the permafrost. Well, at least we know we have a scientific community that knows how to handle a virus well anyway. Biden's spy chief warns of Putin seeking an advantage in a long Ukraine conflict. Of course, the bigger, more powerful power is going to try to ride out the smaller power. The question that should matter to Americans is, what does it mean for us? What does it mean for us? Newsom AG sued over a law declaring California a sanctuary state for transgender minors. Golly, can you imagine where California is going to be 10 years from now? My word. All right, listen. Tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. It's practically the weekend. Ask me anything. Let's have a blast. Get your questions emailed in now. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. All right? Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. We will have fun. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.